For the last few years, Hollywood has been borrowing storylines from the classics and resetting them in high school. Works such as Jane Austen's Emma and Shakespeare's The Taming of the Shrew. The movie O is the latest. Kenneth Turan of the Los Angeles Times is reminded of what Othello told Desdemona: chaos is come again.
Overheated passions, malicious gossip, jealousy, betrayal, and constant romantic crises. Shakespeare's Othello fits so snugly into the social context of high school that restaging the Moor's tragedy among 18-year-olds and their raging hormones was inevitable.
You'd never give out no love behind my back now, would you?
What? You're the only person I've ever been with. And if you want to be with me, don't ever talk to me like that again, ever.
As the new film is called, proved to be controversial before anyone got to see it. It was still in production when the 1999 rampage at Colorado's Columbine High School took place. And though the on-screen violence is consistent with what Shakespeare wrote, that was enough to give the film's original distributors second thoughts. So it was delayed and finally picked up by another company. O is weakest when it tries to deal with contemporary themes such as teenage violence and sex and interracial dating.
It's over 100 years old.
It's over your price range is what it is.
It was my great-grandmother's, and it's always been in my family. It's supposed to stay that way, but I feel like we're already family.
The film's strength is the power of Shakespeare's story. It's fascinating to see Othello's dynamics being worked out in another environment, to notice the apt equivalents the film has come up with for the original's plot elements. No one was aware of these possibilities more than director Tim Blake Nelson, who had his cast rehearse Othello as part of their pre-production process. Screenwriter Brad Kaya has shrewdly picked high school basketball as his setting for conflict.
He is going to lead this team to the 20th state championship in the 115-year history of this institution.
This intense, personally aggressive, in-your-face game is a good fit for the story's psychological dynamics. Odin James is a star black athlete playing for an almost exclusively white prep school.
And I'll tell you something else, too. And I'm very proud to say this publicly. I love him like my own son.
The beautiful Desi is his girlfriend. And Hugo is a less gifted teammate and, in a nice touch, the coach's son. Director Nelson is also an experienced actor. He was the especially gullible Delmar in the Coen brothers' Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? As a director, he tends to push emotions too hard in the direction of broad, overly earnest melodrama. His eye for casting, on the other hand, is excellent. Mekhi Phifer reaches suitable levels of rage as star athlete Odin James. Julia Stiles is all feisty innocence as his girlfriend Desi, but the high point is Hugo, the cool, compelling Iago figure, excellently played by Pearl Harbor's Josh Hartnett.
You don't want to hear what I have to say. Let me be the judge of that, man. I can't help but think that you should watch your girl, bro. I mean, she and Mike spend an awful lot of time together.
The triumph of his insinuating Hugo Iago is how plausible he is, how he manages to convincingly inject poison in so many minds without seeming to be trying. Despite its weaknesses, O proves once again the greatness of the play that started it all.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a film critic for the Los Angeles Times.